Roses Gold by Ray Kingfisher, performed by Simon Mattox and Billy Fulford Brown.
As if things weren't bad enough, it was pouring down with rain when Nicole Sutton and her mother moved into their new house. Okay, so people, mainly her mum, had told her that Henley was a charming market town nestled on the banks of the glorious Thames, overlooked by the unspoiled splendour of the Chiltern Hills. But as their car meandered through streets of dull brick houses, it just looked tired and dreary to Nicole. And those thoughts didn't change when they drew up outside number 77 Victoria Road, a distinctly creepy-looking two-bedroomed terraced house with its own waterfall pouring from a gutter joint. Perhaps the inside would be a little more exciting, more like the big house in Wimbledon they'd said goodbye to only an hour or so before. Well, no. Actually, it sucked. The second they opened the front door, the reek of single old guy hit them, as sure as garlic smelling salts would. Mum didn't acknowledge it, of course. Forcing a smile was more her style. Nothing, absolutely nothing, looked remotely new, or even clean. None of the fittings had been replaced for decades. Dirty floor mats lay inside the front door and at the threshold of both downstairs rooms, all pretty much worn through in the centre. Mum threw those out even before the removal truck arrived. Indiscriminate streaks hung suspiciously, mid-dribble on the wallpaper. Indescribable stains colonised the carpets, especially in the bathroom. Mum said that would be the second thing to go, and that only a single man would put carpet in a bathroom. Between the two of them, they would make the place habitable, Mum said, but that looked a long way off. They had a weekend before Mum started work, but judging by first impressions, they'd need a month. To get out of the way of the removal men, Nicole went up to check out her new bedroom. It was certainly a step down from her previous one, both in size and decor. She looked around the room, ignoring the ancient wallpaper, trying to decide where everything should go, trying to care. Trying to care. God, that was hard. What the hell did it matter? No, that would be no good. Too self-indulgent, as Mum kept saying. Think how life would be in her new bedroom, in her new house, in her new town, a few months down the line. Think how 2011 could be the start of a new life for both of them. Think practical. Really? Well, the practicality was that the carpets, even if steam cleaned and disinfected, were just so uncool. 70s swirly patterned affairs that turned up near the edges like week-old bacon sandwiches. The smell wasn't too far off that either. Still, once the removal men brought in her bed and Mum bought her some furniture, and they'd hired one of those industrial carpet cleaners, added a few posters and a ton of air freshener. Yes, it had possibilities. The shouts from downstairs took her away from imagining those possibilities. They'd obviously smashed the fridge freezer or the cabinet into a wall or dropped something heavy on a stray foot. No, don't think like that, Nicole. These days, her first thought always seemed to be that someone had been hurt. She had to stop thinking the worst. The accident could have happened to anyone. She dismissed the thought and stood next to her new bedroom window, peering out towards the river. Yes, she could just see a little triangle of murky Thames water between the houses opposite, even without standing on tiptoe. Being tall helped with that. It also made her the best 400-meter runner in her year. The plan had been to fit training and summer athletics tournaments around her final exams. The accident put paid to both of those aspirations. At least Mum had let her have the back room. She didn't want her bedroom to look out onto a road, especially one dark and shiny with rain. Mum kept telling her to be positive, that the flashbacks to the accident would go away eventually, that it had only happened 3 months ago after all.